want you to guess what happened to me the other day, which I think is one of the rudest things that people can do in public. This is just rude. It's annoying. I want you to try to guess what happened to me. 317-239-1009. Let's go around the room here. Maybe you guys could play spoiler. Alex, what do you think the rudest thing is somebody can do in public? Because I had three people pretty much at the same time do this when I was waiting for my car to get fixed.
Crop dust you?
Very, very good guess, but it was not letting one rip.
Okay. That's
so, but that is a good one. That is rude when you crop dust.
I feel like I know this, and I just want to preface this, that I don't think it's rude. Talk on the phone.
Wow, look at Liv the Web Girl saying that talking on the phone around other people is not rude. That's exactly what happened.
I figured, because you just seemed like the type that, like...
He would.
Oh, it's so rude, even though that's not rude at all.
Yes, it is.
Was it on speakerphone or normal phone?
Some were on speaker, some were not on speakerphone.
Speakerphone
is rude.
Incredibly rude,
both of them.
Speaker is rude.
You know what it was? It was these old biddies, too. I had to hear their whole freaking life story for a good 45 minutes to an hour while I was waiting for my car to get fixed.
So, why didn't you call one of your friends and talk on the phone?
Well, two reasons, Liv. One, I don't have any friends.
That seems like a personal problem.
Two, I don't have any friends. I don't think you should be on your phone because of this. It's rude. I hear your entire conversation. One old biddy was talking about, I gotta go to the Kroger's after this and go get my inhaler. It's $125. And I feel bad for her because that's a lot of money for an old person. But I don't need to hear all your personal stuff. What's next? Am I gonna hear about how you have like an irritable bowel?
What's
like,
the difference between...
Take it outside. Like we're in a lobby, like a waiting room.
But what's the difference between two people having a conversation with each other in real life in the waiting room and just being on their phone?
I don't get that.
If you're doing it that loud, I think that's pretty rude, too.
Well, yeah, you can't talk loud.
Then the other woman, for 40 minutes, on speakerphone, just like, girl, let me tell you something, girl. I'm like, oh, girl, shut up.
Yeah, the speakerphone thing is rude.
Yeah, speakerphone is unacceptable.
But when you're waiting in a waiting room, what else is there to do but to talk on the phone?
Go. Text. You don't have texting? You don't have a text plan?
No, but I would rather talk on the phone than text, for sure.
Okay, and well, then go outside. Go outside. There's plenty of room to talk outside on the car lot.
I mean, I normally would, but if they're talking somewhat quietly, then I don't see what the problem is. It's 2018. Here's the thing. Every single person has a cell phone. Every single person talks on the phone. Every single person is on their phone all of the time. You just have to accept the fact that people are going to be talking on the phone around you.
You don't think it's rude?
No.
Then in the background I got, it's like a knockoff of Jerry Springer and Steve Wilkos. It's that big chef guy that's also kind of like a Jerry Springer wannabe. And he's up there at his little show. It's like, I'm going to take my kids back. So I got that yelling crap in the background.
They always have that on waiting rooms.
So you don't think it's a big deal, Alex? You think it's okay to talk out loud on your phone? Not even on speakerphone, but just like, yeah, baby.
You need to try to talk at a quieter volume.
No, but they weren't though.
You need to, like talk like this.
Oh, like hey, like what are you wearing?
No, not what are you wearing,
sorry.
But just talking in a lower voice.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Kyle.
Kyle, was it you who was on the other end of one of those phones?
No, it wasn't. But I just wanted to say that talking on the phone is only rude in certain situations. But this is besides the point. I just wanted to call and say, Joe, you don't have any friends. I'll be friends with you. You can come hang out.
Aww.
And go get drinks, do whatever.
Don't do that.
Are you telling me or Kyle not
you,
to?
You don't know him. Sorry, Kyle.
I think
you
that's
do know
nice.
Me. You met me before. I work for a place that you guys were doing a Santa gift wrap.
You know where he works. I think you should do it,
and
Joe.
I'm always down for stuff, and he hasn't killed me yet. I mean, wouldn't you think if he's going to kill me, he'd kill me by now?
That it's possible, but
how many people have you killed, Kyle?
I haven't killed anybody. That's why.
Okay,
I'm a pretty upstanding citizen.
That's good.
All right,
I'll take that then. Now, do you think it's rude though if people are on their phone like these two old biddies?
I don't think it's necessarily rude.
Kyle, I'm gonna have to talk to you later, buddy, because I have a problem with that
Kyle,
one right there.
We can hang out because I don't think it's rude either.
I don't think it's that rude.
I don't think it's that rude, but I think that there are certain situations where you shouldn't talk on your phone, but if you're waiting for your car to be fixed, not that big of a deal.
I can't believe, like, what's wrong with society? I thought everybody would be up in arms and pissed.
I think it's more rude that you're referring to these older women as biddies.
I do, too.
I think that is way more rude and disrespectful.
What would you call
you're
them?
You're way more rude than the people on their phone.
These older women?
Yeah.
Listen, these women were alive when Jesus was on the earth, okay? That's so
I don't
were.
Care if you're calling them, like, older women. You're calling them biddies. Like, that's disrespectful. That's rude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It just means they're rude. Old. This... talking on the phone is rude. That's rude.
This break just took a turn. Joe was not expecting for him to be called out.
I did nothing wrong, and I am so disappointed that nobody listening to the show picked up their phone and called in to defend it. So thanks for not having my back, Indy. I appreciate it.